From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin has taken her first steps out of her protective anti-media cocoon tonight in the first of a series of interviews with ABC News anchor Charles Gibson. The first excerpts have aired on ABC's World News Tonight. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now from our bureau in New York City to talk about what's at stake here. And first, David, we should explain that we're limited in what we can play of the ABC interview that was aired tonight.
That's right. ABC News is going to splash this over five different programs over the next day and a half, and so they're going to milk it for all it's worth and restrict it fairly significantly.
And we can play about a minute's worth of excerpts. Let's start with the first question that Charlie Gibson asked.
Can you look the country in the eye and say, I have the experience and I have the ability to be not just vice president, but perhaps president of the United States of America?
I do, Charlie. And on January 20th, when John McCain and I are sworn in, if we are so privileged to be elected to serve this country, we'll be ready. I'm ready.
Well, David, what do you think?
Well, you know, she said she's ready to go. She said she didn't blink when being asked if she was ready to hold those awesome responsibilities that would come to ascending to the presidency. She was collected, appealing, and she seemed very focused on what he had to say.
Well, the key topic for this interview was national security, and Gibson moved to that immediately. How did she come back on national security?
Well, here he pressed her on some of the claims that the McCain campaign has made for why she is qualified after just 20-some months as a governor of a sparsely populated state of Alaska. They had cited her position as head of the Alaska National Guard, although she doesn't have much actual authority there, and also her proximity to Russia. She basically ducked the question and talked about her work in energy policy before and during her time as governor. It was really a deflection of the question entirely.
Now, here was a question that Charlie Gibson put to Sarah Palin about the Bush Doctrine.
Do you agree with the Bush Doctrine?
In what respect, Charlie?
The Bush, what do you interpret it to be?
His worldview?
No, the Bush Doctrine, enunciated September 2002, before the Iraq War.
I believe that what President Bush has attempted to do is rid this world of Islamic extremism, terrorists who are hell-bent on destroying our nation. There have been blunders along the way, though.
Well, David, enlighten our audience. Remind us what the Bush Doctrine is, actually.
The Bush Doctrine was articulated before the invasion of Iraq, in which the president stated that the United States had the right to act preemptively and unilaterally, if necessary, to defend American interests, as defined by the president. It's a doctrine that many people might not know, but you could well imagine wanting the vice president of the United States or the person aspiring to that role to be able to identify it. Her response was sort of raised uncomfortable memories of spelling bees for some of us.
Candidate Sarah Palin also said that she thought the U.S. may have to go to war to defend Ukraine and Georgia from Russia. How did that come up in the interview?
Well, Mr. Gibson was asking specifically about Russia because of its stated proximity to Alaska, and also about the question of should countries like Georgia and Ukraine be admitted to NATO? If so, of course, that could then provoke the notion of a defense of Georgia from Russia were there to be some sort of intervention.
And, David, there will be more of this interview on ABC, yes?
There'll be a lot of it. You'll be able to see it both later tonight and also on several shows tomorrow. ABC News officials stress if you haven't heard a question asked that you're dying to hear, it may be because it'll be done in a subsequent interview over the course of the next 24 hours.
Okay. NPR's David Folkenflik in New York. Thanks a lot, David.
You bet.